Pilots have a dress code today, but it wasn't always that way. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Diamanyante Elowolowidge, assistant professor of fashion design at Albright College, looks back at early flying fashion.
The history of aviation has extended over more than 2,000 years, from earliest kites to supersonic and hypersonic flights by powered heavier-than-air jets. Earliest flyers who flew hot air balloons, steam-powered bat-winged monoplanes, ornithopters, gliders, winged gliders, and early biplanes wore formal wear or business suits for flying. As aviation developed in unheated open cockpits, the need for warm clothing quickly became apparent, as did the need for multiple pockets with closures of buttons, snaps, or zippers to prevent loss of articles during maneuvers. Leather quickly became the preferred material due to its durability and the protection it offered against flying debris such as insect strikes during climbouts and landings, and oil thrown off by the simple rotary and inline motors of the time. An airman's outrigs, air suits, and flying kits during the early 20th century were made from gabardine, rubber, leather, silk, wool, camel fleece, or quilted eiderdown and provided defense against piercing winds, downpours of rain, and saturating mists. These reinforced suits with adjustable tabs for tightening sleeves or trouser legs, large pockets, helmets, and waist belts provided comfort and stability for the wearer. Heated flight suits and jackets were an integral part of high-flying wardrobe during the World War II era. Augment the basic pressure garment with the complex system of equipment and environmental systems designed to minimize the effort required to bend the limbs, resisting a soft pressure garment's natural tendencies to stiffen against the vacuum. The earliest Mercury program spacesuits descended from military pressure suits.
That was Diamanyante Elowolowidge of Albright College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.